Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLKHD.
Oh, I hate to do this right out of the gates. I hate to. Man, it's Friday Eve.
It is.
Yeah. And a great day. We're going to persevere. It will be a great day, Antoine. But that just means we have to clear this out first.
Uh-oh.
Then we can get started here on The Thang. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We have to say goodbye. To a member, a hardworking member maybe of the K92 Morning Thang family. Maybe the hardest.
I don't know anybody who's worked harder.
I know. Me, Monica, Antoine, none of us have worked harder than this thing.
Yeah.
Not really a person. Behind the scenes.
Team member.
A team member. A valued team member of the K92 Morning Thang. I am here to say goodbye this morning. And I knew this day was coming, but I just didn't want to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Tapey.
Oh.
Farewell, Tapey.
Tapey.
What happened?
Oh, Tapey. All right, well, the first question would be, what the hell are they talking about? What is Tapey? Who's Tapey? What are you talking about? Now, Monica, do you know our friend Tapey?
Are you just talking about the roll of tape?
The roll of tape, yes.
Oh, she trivialized it so much.
I know!
I mean, are you just talking about that inanimate object?
You know that
over
stupid
there?
Tape that you and Antoine have become attached to for some reason?
I've heard you mention Tapey.
Yeah. As you can see, Monica does not care about Tapey as much as Antoine and I care about Tapey.
Wait, so is he really gone?
Is he gone
forever?
He's gone forever. So Tapey is a roll of scotch tape that we have had sitting here. And I started joking that, Tapey was about to die. And how many days would Tapey last of me taking my one piece of tape to tape up the thing to the show?
Yeah.
Because it looked like we were running out of tape. It was at that point where you would think, okay, well, I got to go get more tape. I'm just going to throw this out.
There's
no more scotch tape here. And I said, all right, Antoine, let's see how long this goes.
Yeah.
How long do you think this will go?
Uh-huh.
And we were making guesses of a week, 2 weeks, something like that. When was that? June?
No, it was like late. It was like mid-May.
May.
Yeah.
Okay.
May. We thought Tapey had 2 weeks to live in May.
Yes.
Here we are, October. I mean, I started to believe that there was some sort of magical Harry Potter-like, scroll of tape that was just otherworldly. Like, Tapey went down to a different dimension and more tape was going to come out forever.
Uh-huh.
Today, when I go to pull Tapey, Monica, as you can see,
this last bit of tape.
There's no more.
Go ahead and pull the tape.
Why won't we do that?
Put him out of his misery.
Don't put him out of his misery, but there's like a little bit of tape.
There's a little line of tape right there.
I feel like I want to bury him here. Monica's like, just pop his head off. Screw him.
Go ahead and just pull that little string of tape.
The last little bit of tape.
And
I
understand. We're making a big deal out of a roll of scotch tape, and I'll just go get another one. But there was something about Tapey. He was here with me every morning.
Fought the good fight.
He did fight the good fight. He held this show up. The piece of tape that holds this show up.
Well,
he is the glue.
You know what? That sucks. This week has been bad with the yak and with Tapey.
I know.
Oh, you just got to bring it all up.
What?
Huh? You just don't care about anybody's emotional attachment to anything.
Lord, she's so cold and evil.
It's just been a very rough week with that.
Fine. You're not helping.
This song isn't for you. It's for me and Antoine and Tapey.
Goodbye.
No, Tapey, no. What? Why you got a joke?
No, it's no good. Tapey's gone.
Take me
now
instead.
You gotta bring over Stapler.
Why couldn't you have taken one of my highlighters? I hate all of those. Had to be Tapey.
I'm jumping in a trash can.
I miss you, Tapey.
I thought we had more time.
I know.
It's so hard.
Safe travels.
I love you, Tapey.
Goodbye, Tapey. And as Monica would say, good riddance.
No.
Or I'm sorry. Bye. Bye.
Oh, bye, Tapey.
Bye, Tapey, whatever. Like, Monica, Tapey dies. I mean,
no!
Why you gotta be like that? You ever been attached to something? I mean, you can share 523-53. That light bulb that just seemed to always last. That ketchup that always had one more squeeze.
One more.
Yeah.
Or that shampoo bottle. Shampoo bottle.
It happens. I was attached to my big family umbrella.
Well, I'm glad it's gone.
I am too.
And it took me a while to get past it.
Yay.
So, you know, so I understand your...
I hope somebody pulled down their pants and did things to that umbrella when they found it. So there.
It was a big family umbrella. I hope not.
Monica's dumb diamond of the day is next. I'm, I ain't even look at you. I'm going to look over here. I'm looking this way.
Drugs save their lives.
Drugs?
Oh. I know.
Listen to her. She just loves drugs
and
murder.
No. All right. No.
Grand Theft Monica next on the thing.
Hey!
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Yep. Just on a boat leaving Colombia.
Okay. Which you automatically assume floating on some cocaine.
Yeah.
I mean, they're army officers. I mean, you can trust them. They're just trying to get somewhere.
Sure. And where are they trying to get,
well,
Monica?
Well, they didn't get any. They didn't get far because the boat sank. They had to be rescued. What saved their lives? Zach, you had it correct. Cocaine.
Floating cocaine. Like, okay,
some packages of cocaine.
Packages. They said like 1.2 tons of cocaine floating in the water.
You know,
and they were clinging to it.
This is one of those ones because I've watched. Okay, now I'll give you both sides of it.
Okay.
I've watched shows like Narcos, for example.
Right,
so
right.
You see Cocaine Colombia, Pablo Escobar, all those things.
Uh-huh.
Now, I've also watched food shows about Colombia.
Right.
Vibrant, Latin, just awesome.
It looks delicious.
It looks pretty. The food looks great. The people look awesome. And they have come, and what they try to show is we have come so far from those days.
Right.
And then we got to have a bunch of people floating on cocaine that takes us back 25 years.
Dude, and they look so sad. They're just in the water. Save me. Save me. And they had a bunch of black boxes and containers in the water. And they're like, well, you know, once you're rescued, they have to investigate what's exactly in this.
I don't
what
know.
Is this?
This box ain't mine. It was just floating by, officer.
It's not a bunch of tapies. No.
It's not a bunch of tapies.
No.
I bet you wish they had some of that on the Titanic. It would have saved Jack's life.
Oh, God.
I know.
There would have been space for Jack if they
just
had
landed
one
on
box.
One box of cocaine instead of that stupid door. It would have been safe.
There'd be more space.
I tell you what. It's just a sad day.
Yeah, it is.
No tapies. Now it is our other behind-the-scenes friend, Snorty.
He's a
different friend.
You don't want
thing.
That friend, though.
So their life was saved by drugs, but then did they get in trouble? Is that how this works?
Oh, yeah, you go to jail. You still go to jail because...
You could just say it floated down the river.
I had no idea what was in the container.
Where this came from.
I woke up in the ocean and I didn't want to drown, so I grabbed it in this box.
Yeah.
No,
and the box just happened to be worth $1 million.
I didn't eat the box. I wasn't using the box.
It's not my name on it.
You get jail time.
Is it illegal to float on a box of drugs?
I don't think it is.
If you really don't know.
It's not my drugs.
They didn't know.
Oh, they knew.
Yep. And again, every hardworking Colombian individual, it's like, we've been working for so many years to finally help our image. Way to go. You've ruined everything. Speaking of ruining things, Monica Brooks ruined her own husband's day. Maybe his whole week.
It probably was the week.
Yeah, I think
guaranteed the day. Probably the whole week.
Definite day. Probably the week. Rubbed it in his face right in front of him, too. What did she do? We will explain next. On the way in a half hour, it is the new current Thursday tradition that everybody loves, the backwards game, 6:45. We'll put it this way. Your first word today that you two are going to have to say backwards is nipple ring. So get ready for that, 6:45 on the thing. Man. Text 52353. Monica, do it. Finish off Tapey.
Yeah.
What do you have to be so
I know.
Yeah. I mean, he's just one little piece of tape left hanging on there.
Tapey meant a lot to us. Still means a lot to us.
Well, now he's sad. It's just, you know, sad to watch.
Why don't I take one of your gross coffee mugs and just smash it on the floor?
Yeah,
what do
let's
you think
do
of that.
That.
Well, my coffee mug is not ready to go. So, I mean, but Tapey is.
You have several
on.
That you leave sitting around that get all dirty and gross.
Next time I see one sitting around,
next time you leave it, I'm going to smash it on the ground.
Sorry.
And I'm just going to leave a note that says, did you a favor?
And I bet you wish we had Tapey to put them back together.
I know. And by the way, text 52353. What happened to the yak? I missed it. Somebody hit the yak and killed it. And left it to die on the side of the road.
Do we know where Monica was that day?
Stop. No.
Fair just saying. Question.
I'm just saying.
And
you don't
seem
to like anything.
Let me go ahead and put two and two together so they add up to 11. Monica happened to get a new car this week, did she not, Antoine?
She did get a new car.
Remember, and she made up this whole story about just all of a sudden magically my car stopped working. Can't drive it into work anymore. It's gone.
New car. No evidence.
Yeah. Stuff happens.
Probably down.
It just happened. Things happen.
So, kids, if you're listening this morning and you lost your favorite stuffed animal, Monica ripped its head off. Yeah, probably threw it in the ocean.
Yikes.
Peed on your security blanket.
Gosh.
Whatever it is.
Woo. Wow.
Favorite
wow.
dog toy. Trash.
Goodness.
Burn.
Good God.
Yep. We have a
sorry
burn
about
ban.
Tapey.
Jeez. No, I don't think you are not.
So sorry.
Yak killer.
So sorry.
Actually, we know exactly where Monica was, Antoine. She wasn't out killing the yak. She was out ruining her husband's week. That's what it was. Because she confessed yesterday he had a brownie.
Yeah.
A special brownie. And we know this because he was hiding it up high, which means it is his brownie and not hers.
It meant a lot to him.
Yep. And here we are.
I decide for his benefit.
Okay, of
this
course.
This is to help his for him. I'm going to take a spoon, one of those, you know, cooking spoons, and I just swipe it down. And that brownie became the kid's treat. I split it up with the kid.
And gave it away.
Yeah, I did. And he
you
was
didn't
looking
even
for the
eat
brownie.
It.
No, I didn't eat it.
You who, you know, husband and wife, the vows of sickness and in health, and you go ahead and steal my special brownie. But the children, thought we were in this together. How dare you involve those little monsters? What did they do to deserve
this? After school, they had a little, they split the brownie.
That's ridiculous.
But
and he was looking for that brownie.
You knew it was his brownie.
Exactly. And the children who don't have a true appreciation of anything.
No.
You give them a high quality dog treat. That's good enough. They're fine.
But he
you
was.
Put frosting on it.
Uh-huh. But I tell you what. It's going to be so hot today.
Yeah.
I got to stand near Monica all day because her cold soul is going to be the only thing that's going to keep us cool.
No.
Yikes.
Now, you know what? We can spin this into a positive. We're going to offer Monica's services for the power of eventual good.
Okay.
If you have a baby and you're trying to get them to give up their pacifier, Monica will be more than happy to come to your house and just rip it out of their mouth
just
and walk
snatch
away.
It. just snatch
it
away.
They'll hire me just to snatch the passy.
Yeah, forget this passy fairy. God. Oh, the passy fairy comes and takes it. No, the passy burglar will just walk in, yank it away.
Oh, no.
Get over it, kid. Mm-mm-mm. And walk out in the other direction.
Shame on you.
Goodness.
Yep. So leave them a job application. Time to grow up. Here
so
you go.
Cold.
Gosh, I told you, I was like, I'm sending my condolences.
But again, yeah. She's the human air conditioner that's going to cool all of us down today. So thank you for all of that. Next, you know what? I'm going to run it down. I have this list. They're called micro cheating events. Mm-hmm. I want your opinion as to what's cheating and what's not. So I'll put that out there. You tell me if you think any of these micro cheatings are actual cheating.
Okay.
Or not. So we'll roll into that. Then the backwards game, 6:45. Nipple ring is round one. Antoine and Monica are going to have to say that word backwards. Then we will flip it around. $5,000 right at 7 o'clock in the secret sound as well. It's not just cheating. It's not just emotional cheating. Now there's micro cheating.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Well, you know, we don't have a lot of time anymore in this world, so we have to be very efficient.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So even with our cheating, we gotta cram it in. It's micro cheating.
Micro cheating.
Yeah, so if you only have a couple minutes available and you really need to cheat, you can micro cheat.
How about or just don't cheat? That could be a solution.
Well, I think that's what we're going to find out if this is cheating or not.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, that's the correct answer. But no, I'm just saying. Ultimately, that would be the correct answer. Are any of these cheating? I'm just curious what y'all think. In particular, Monica, no offense, Antoine, but it's just I'm curious what she thinks because she has a lot of opinions.
She has
different kind of observations on the universe.
That's a fact.
And as a woman, ultimately, they're the ones who are deciding what is cheating and what
they're
is not.
Judge, jury, and executioner.
Yeah, exactly. So they are the Supreme Court justices of all of this. Is it cheating to follow an ex on social media?
I wouldn't say it's cheating, but I would say, why would you? Like, what would provoke you to even do it?
If you're friends with an ex on social media, you don't like that. You say no to that one.
I say no because, like, do you care to even see them pop up? Because you more than likely have mutual friends still.
So do you have to unfriend them if you're already friends?
You don't have to. You don't have to go out your way, but you don't have to go out your way to add them.
Okay, so that's more so my question, the context of it.
So like, if you're already friends.
If you're already friends, you break up. Do you have to unfriend them?
You don't have to, unless it was something terrible. But, you know.
So just remember, if you're currently single, friend all of your exes right now just to cover yourself for later, for when you meet the next person, then you're good to go. So I added two. So that one, only 3% said that's cheating. Cheating.
Yeah.
What about if you post happy birthday on an ex's wall?
No.
You good
cheating.
On that?
I don't think so. If you're already friends.
Is it allowed? Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I think if you're grown and you have your family
you
and everything else,
happy
yeah, happy birthday. Okay. Who cares? You know.
But it should just be. Let me be clear. It's happy birthday! Exclamation point. The end. Nothing
yeah,
else.
Nothing
no,
else.
No
nothing
extra
else.
Messages.
Perfectly fine. Mm-hmm.
What if I put hope you are well?
Yeah, you don't have to.
Also, but I think that's fine too. I don't think it's necessary, but I think it's fine too.
All right. So let me rephrase it. It's not so much like are these cheating, but are you allowed to? It's really, I would say the question.
Like, happy birthday.
If you're in a relationship, are you allowed to? So happy birthday is good.
Uh-huh.
What if I put the little, you know, that emoji, the party emoji next to the happy birthday?
Well, what?
Is that
that's
too much?
Like you're really studying what you have to post.
Yes.
Yes. I think just happy birthday.
Okay.
Just happy birthday. Just
exclamation point
yes,
or no?
Yes. Okay.
You can do exclamation point.
That's it. But nothing else.
Nothing
no
else.
Other emojis. Not hope you are well. Just yep. happy birthday. Business. This
uh-huh.
is business.
That's it. That's it.
Like a business letter. Yep. That's all it is. Okay. So let's say you just said you're in a relationship. So you had Tinder on your phone.
Uh-huh.
You delete Tinder.
Okay.
But you don't delete your profile. You just deleted Tinder off your phone. But you didn't go through
you
the extra
Tinder.
Effort of killing off the profile.
But you just deleted off the app.
Correct.
You deleted the app off your phone, so you
Correct.
Don't even see it.
Okay. But you're with someone.
You've yes.
been, you're dating. Mm-hmm. Are you actually?
We're dating. I just, you know, we've been dating a few months now. Maybe we said I
months?
Love you 6 months.
Okay,
I don't know.
6 months or something like that. I think is okay.
Just you're still
you deleted the app. You're not using it. It's off your phone. Then
yeah.
that's it's like okay, 6 months.
I've had friends that forgot that they were on.
Oh, they forgot. Did they?
They
well, like on Match.com. They forgot.
They signed up. They signed up for so many dating apps, like Plenty of Fish and all that. They're like, oh, I forgot I even had it.
Yeah, so
but it
different.
Wasn't on their phone. They didn't have access to it.
Okay. So my farmers only profile still
uh-huh.
works
safe.
Because right, I don't currently have
we
it on my phone.
Are the farmers.
What if you have a work wife or a work husband? Is that okay?
Work wife, work husband. I mean, it depends. I think that kind of ties into friends.
Yeah,
really.
It really is. It's just a friend that you're close
you just call,
with
yeah.
that may like bring in like
if you're not
baked
hanging
goods
out,
or
yeah.
something like that.
But you're not allowed to hang out.
No.
So it's only at work.
Yeah, it's just like. Friends, really.
What about gym wife, gym girlfriend? Sometimes people have that. You know, they're at the gym.
Uh-huh.
They're a little flirty with somebody at the gym.
Oh, see, flirty. See, even
yes,
the work wife and
different.
Stuff, you're not flirty.
Oh, yes, you are.
You're still professional.
No. No, but we're not professional. Antoine, this is America. Okay, get out of here. We're not.
That changes
see, would,
the,
yeah, it changes,
that changes
if you
the whole
flirty.
Thing. Monica yeah. and I were thinking just like work wife, like, oh, thank you for bringing in your leftover butt cake
uh-huh.
or
butt
something.
Butt cake. Well, see, now that
bunt.
To me is an extra
a
bunt. When you're sharing each other's
cake.
Butt cake, I feel like this is just.
You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
Just take my advice, ultimately. Pretend all your exes are dead. It's just easier.
Yeah.
It's easier that way. You don't have to deal
them.
With any of this stuff. You just sit there and you wait. Just waiting for a nice farmer, that's all. Backwards game is next.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
Oh, this game is wonderfully dumb fun. We take a phrase. For example, round one is going to be nipple ring.
Mm-hmm.
We take that word. We flip it around. Antoine and Monica, they have to say it backwards. So I'm going to play round one here first. Mm-hmm. You get your little example. That way, it might work into who you want to team up with. So call in 540-774-9236, 800-468-9236. Monica, I'm going to have you go first.
Okay.
So here it is. Nipple ring. This is nipple ring backwards. I'll play it for you two times.
Narrowing.
Another time.
Narrowing.
Now Robin.
All right. We will stop the equipment. I will add in Antoine's file now. You've heard Monica do it backwards. Nipple ring is the word. Do you think when I flip that around, it's going to sound like nipple ring? Antoine.
Hangarolfin. Hangarolfin.
Narrowing.
The backwards game is now. You hear Miss Monica.
Narrowing.
Let's go ahead and reverse it the other way and find out now. What do we hear?
Nibble run.
Okay.
Ah.
Nibble
run.
A nibble run.
Nibble run.
Interesting. Do you have... Yes, no,
oh,
used to?
Back in the day, yeah.
That's right, used
yeah.
to. Okay.
Back Narrowing. Narrowing.
We now reverse. Antoine.
A nibble run.
Ooh, that is a point for
okay.
Antoine.
Feel pretty good about that one. Feel pretty good about that one.
Yes.
Nibbling.
Not bad at all.
Feel good.
Round one goes to Antoine. We move to round two. It is the season, and I know it doesn't feel like it today, but it's going to start feeling like it tomorrow. Pumpkin spice.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Pumpkin spice. Let's reverse it.
Siap sneak ma.
What?
What?
Siap sneak ma.
Antoine, you will go first in this round. Let me set the magic thang-taculator into motion so I can put the thang down, flip it, and reverse it. Antoine, here's your two times.
Siap sneak ma. Siap sneak ma.
Siap sneak ma.
Choked on himself.
Sound like boom, wop, boom,
dop, dop, do, wop,
shoo, wop, boom, wop. That's what it is. That's what that song means. We never figured it out until now. If you flip that song around, they're actually saying pumpkin, pumpkin spice.
And that's why all the people that loved Hanson love pumpkin spice
right
now.
Right. They grew up to become basic and they love.
There you go.
Wow. We are mind control from Hanson. Who knew? I'm going to have to go find that song and flip it backwards and see what it sounds like. All right, Monica, here we go.
Siap sneak ma. Siap sneak ma.
Siap sneak ma.
Siag snigma. All right. She put her thang down. I'm ready to roll. Antoine Terrell gave us
Siag snigma.
Mbop. Let's reverse it around now and see what we have. Do we have pumpkin spice?
Pumpkin slice.
Pumpkin slice.
Yeah. And that was a hard P you threw in there, Mike.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
Pumpkin slice.
It's all right. It's it ain't right. Great. Let's see what Monica's got.
Siap snigma.
They got a little meow, see? Yeah, that's what I got to do. I'm a bad guy. Meow. Hanson, you know what I'm talking about. Meow.
Pumpkin spice. We're looking for pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice.
Monica Brooks.
Yeah. That was a good one. That was good.
Pumpkin spice.
It's very nasally. Pumpkin spice.
That's how I feel. If I would have to begrudgingly order it, that's what I would be doing. Final round. It's fun to declare for the entire world. Let us know when you say this backwards. I'm naked. I'm naked. Let's flip it around. What do we have?
Naked meow.
Whoa.
What?
Naked meow.
Antoine.
No, Monica's first.
Oh, look, he's like, hey,
Monica's first on this round.
Oh, that's right. You just went first.
Yes.
Sorry.
We may have
okay.
I know because we may have to change.
The person that goes first,
they get four rounds. They get four goes.
No, don't try to switch it now. All the times you won.
Be quiet. Here's your turn. Here it comes. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Yes.
Naked meow.
Right, this is I am naked.
Naked meow.
Naked meow.
Meow. That's what's the word, a word up. Well, that's all the old throwback songs here. What will that sound like when we put the thang down, flip it in reverse? We're looking for I'm naked. First, we must get Antoine ready to roll. Here you go.
Naked meow.
One more time. Secret sound is on the way. $5,000 right at 7 o'clock.
Naked meow.
Naked meow.
This is going to be close. I'm not really sure.
Horrible.
Oh.
Close, horrible, good. All of them are the same thing in this game. We are looking.
But I do agree with you about that.
Yes, yeah. The game, meow.
That's Monica. Let's flip it around. We're looking for I'm naked.
Why? What? I don't even know why.
I kind of like that
one. I thought it was like Cher singing or something.
Yeah. Creativity points on that one. I'll give it to you. Antoine!
The bacon, meow.
Is it I'm naked? Let's reverse it around. Let's see.
I'm naked. I'm naked.
Oh.
Antoine is your winner. Congratulations. He's naked and ready to roll. But Monica, don't you worry.
I'm in Vegas.
If you declare that this weekend, I'm in Vegas.
That's what I'm saying.
Your husband will still be very happy if you're. See, I'm with Maurice on this one. I don't understand either. He texts into 52353. Monica always adds extra letters in the backwards game. Sounds that aren't actually in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like in nipple ring, you put a bunch of B's in there for some reason.
I don't know.
It sometimes does happen, but I will say she's won that game more than she's lost.
She has, yeah.
The nibble run.
Yeah. Okay, so I've found Hanson. Remember this? We're convinced that pumpkin spice is in there somewhere, so I'm going to reverse it around, and you can listen and hear. Pumpkin spice now. It costs too much and tastes weird now. Yeah, okay, see?
I heard it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard it.
I heard it.
Secret sound, $5,000.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
I had no idea this existed. I kind of feel stupid.
All right.
Because I would be using it. Did you know they have cardless ATMs now?
Cardless ATM.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, see? Mm. Maybe this is highfalutin big
city
stuff.
How does that work?
Not here yet.
It's got to be here.
I don't think it's here yet.
No. I want it to be here because I don't want to deal with the ATM card anymore, anything like that. It usually goes one of two ways. You can sign up for cardless ATM. If you do like Apple Wallet, for example, or there's an Android wallet, I would assume. Okay. So if you had your card connected in the wallet, some of them just have a little scanny thing ATM, or you can log into the app of your bank and they send you a verification code. That's what you use as a PIN number on the machine. Boom, money comes
out. It's kind of scary.
Don't need the card. Do you think so?
A little bit. People borrow your phone, use your phone or something.
Like, yeah, I was about my wallet. Like, I don't even have my wallet. Oh, well, it's at the house right now.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'm getting so scatterbrained where I keep forgetting my wallet. I almost left it on the softball field last night. I need to just get rid of the wallet and put everything into the Apple Pay and just deal with it there. And look, I understand if I lose my phone, that's a big deal. Yeah. But that's a big deal regardless.
So you need it.
That's going to be a catastrophe no matter what.
I like the idea, though. I think it makes it safer, doesn't it?
People text in and said that we do have it.
See?
In Roanoke Valley. That's cool.
And you know, I go one step further again, because we still have to deal with the fact you're going to lose your phone. Just put the thing in my hand, man. I'm ready.
You want the chip.
The chip.
And I did see, because in this article they talk about it, in Brazil, you can scan your palm because it does the veins in your hand, and everyone's are unique. And like your palm print and everything. And that's how you do it. So you just put your palm down or a fingerprint.
Scan my veins.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good with that.
I want the eye scan. When I get rich, I'm going to buy that for my front door.
Eye scan?
Yeah.
That's
just
nice.
Like a Mission Impossible.
You know what? I'm going to do one step further, Antoine. When I'm rich, I'm going to eye scan, but it's not going to be my eye. It's going to be someone who works for me that has to look at it to open it for me. We're going one step further. I'll say, get over. And we'll call him Dr. Eyeball.
Yes.
And I'm like, get over here, Dr. Eyeball. And he'll go, yes, master. Because he will have a hunt. I'm coming over. And he'll come over and he'll open. He looks like Gollum. He's cute.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's a little friend of mine. He lives in the house. I take really good care of him. It's all good.
Number two
trending. The headline is going to make you furious, Monica, because I'm going to read you what the headline said, okay? Your favorite candy is getting a brand new look.
Ooh.
Okay? That's what it said. Your favorite,
a brand new look.
Your favorite candy is getting a brand new look. That candy is Smarties.
Nope.
No. No, your favorite candy, the lies you tell.
Isn't it?
Like, it's no one's favorite.
I think it's like the most, is it the most popular?
It's the cheapest.
It's definitely the cheapest.
Yeah, maybe that's why it's the most popular.
Yeah. It's just in the bag. They just add that to whatever bunch of candy.
Is there anyone whose Smarties are their favorite? And did you bite your tongue when you were a kid, and that's why your taste buds are all messed up or something?
Yeah, it's not a favorite, though.
It's not my favorite, but I'll eat it. If you put it back in front of me,
I'll
eat it.
It's not like Castaway, like if I'm just stranded,
No, it's not that bad. It's not that low. Castaway?
You know what?
It's not that low.
I believe that if Monica gets stranded on a deserted island, and we find her later, and she has starved to death, she's
going to... Me and my ball are going to go for...
Right. She'll have starved to death on top of a pile of Smarties. That's what it'll be. And like, my God, why didn't she just eat the Smarties? And she'll have left a note that said, not my favorite candy. Don't care, willing to die. Yeah, they're doing it. They're brightening up the colors and they're changing the logo a little bit, but it will be the same chalky candy that you're mad was in the bottom of your Halloween bag.
Number one
trending is this stupid heat. My God.
Well, you said what, like one or two more days of this?
Today is the last day, but this is big time record-setting heat for this area.
Mm-hmm.
We set the record yesterday everywhere. It was 90 in Blacksburg. Old record 85 in 1953. It was 94 in Roanoke. Mm-hmm. 88 degrees was a record in 1919.
Yep.
Back when Smarties were new and awesome. Lynchburg, 96 degrees
it
yesterday.
Was hot,
yeah. There, that was 1905 was the record on that one. Danville, 97 degrees.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. So today, it's going to be the same, pretty much. High right around 95. The records, Danville's 93 for the record. Lynchburg, 94. Roanoke, 91. Blacksburg, 86. So those are all getting smashed. I should point out that it hasn't been this hot in October since President Roosevelt was in office. It was the year M&Ms were invented.
Ooh.
And then Smarties were last place immediately after that. And you could get a six-pack of Pepsi for 23 freaking cents. So here we are. Tomorrow is the day. It's going to be sunny tomorrow and 80. which is good, cooling down. And then on the weekend, high of 68 on Saturday, 75 on Sunday. So we're finally moving in the right direction. But yeah, just
there you go.
Ridiculous heat today. So, I mean, shout out to the people that got to work outside. If you're doing like HVAC, I mean, HVAC is inside, but still, you got to climb around those ducts. I got guys working on my roof yesterday and today. Golly, good for them. They are out there. You're doing construction, any of that stuff. We salute you today. It gets better tomorrow. Brand new birthday scam. Lotion for your ocean. I'm a handyman. And a handyman that needs a lot of lotion. I will explain next.
WXLKHD.
Roanoke.
The K92 Morning Thing.
Let's do some money.
Guess this sound. Win the cash. The K92 Secret Sound plays.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Secret Sound.
Emotions are starting to run high. This is where you really want to be, caller 19. And you really don't want to be caller 18. 540-774-9236. 800-468-9236. Caller 19, you tell me that sound, you get it right, I give you $5,000 from First Team Nissan New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, and K92. Brand new birthday scam next.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
So this one is interesting because it has never happened like this in the history of the birthday scam,
okay,
where I got this guy to call me instead. I mean, how does that even work?
Called you.
Yeah, I had him call. So he called for his own birthday scam. So here's the deal. Zach, I would love to scam my husband, Chris, for his birthday. We're actually in the process of trying to hire a handyman, and I've been the one reaching out to these people. So I thought maybe we could use that to get him. I just absolutely love your birthday scam. I think it'd be so cool to know somebody who got messed with. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Becky. So I called, and they've been waiting. They're trying to do some follow-up work. So I actually had her give him my number. And he's calling me. So it's sort of a reverse birthday scam because he's calling to figure out what the deal is with this handyman and everything. Birthday scam on your K92 Morning Thang. Lotion for your ocean.
Hello.
Yes, I'm looking to speak to Randy.
This is Randy.
Hi, Randy. How you doing?
Wait. Who's this? Who is this? Hello, who is this?
This is Chris.
Chris. Not ringing any bells.
Well, you spoke to my wife, Becky. She said she found you on Facebook and that you do handyman work. And, you know, we're looking to put a backsplash in our kitchen.
Ah, yes. Becky with the backsplash. Of course. Hello, Christopher.
Hi. And you know what, Chris? Just fine.
Sure, it is just fine, but I like Christopher. It sounds more regal that way. Don't you believe so?
Okay, sure, whatever. Anyway, so I'm just calling up to follow up to see if this is a job you can do.
Ah, yes, absolutely. I've installed many a backsplash. My handiwork will blow your mind.
Okay, great. So we're hoping to get it done over a weekend. So are you available on weekend?
Yes, absolutely. So here's my weekend schedule for you. I get up around 5:30 a.m. and I lotion my body. I like to apply a treatment of exfoliation and rejuvenation. Get in there real deep with it. Then I eat something like maybe a juicy grapefruit for its restorative juices. And I'm available by about 7 a.m. So I could start by 7:30. Would that work?
Okay. yeah, that would work for us.
Fantastic.
Now, do you have your own tools, or?
Do I have my own tools? Of course I have my own tools. Christopher, I wouldn't be a very handy handyman without them now, would I?
Yeah, I guess not.
Actually, Christopher, my tools are quite amazing. They were passed down to me from my father.
Oh. Wow.
Yes, they are quite special. And do you know what one of the last things he said to me was when he gave me these tools?
What?
He said, Randy, before you use these tools, make sure you lotion up. Lotion is the key, and not just some sort of quick rub on your hands. Really get in there. Explore all the areas of your body. For example, the knees. Many people neglect the knees, and he taught me that.
Okay, I'm confused as to why you keep bringing up lotioning yourself.
Because it's important. A lot of people neglect to do it. I mean, do you lotion your body, Christopher?
I don't think that's relevant to the conversation we're having.
Really? Because it sounds like we're talking about lotion. So I would think lotion is exactly relevant to the conversation.
Okay, I'm not sure why we keep talking about lotion. And to be honest with you, this is all really weird. Can we just keep? Can we just talk about the job and finish the details?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So, do you have a quote for the price?
Well, actually, your wife wasn't sure of the exact square footage. So, in order to give you a correct quote, I would just need to come over and measure a few things. Is that okay?
Sure, that's not a problem.
Okay,
sure.
Great. And will you have any lotion available in case I need some while I'm there?
Oh my God, we're talking about this lotion again.
Yes.
I can't with the lotion. This whole conversation is just bizarre.
You know what else is bizarre?
What?
Dry skin. I can't believe you'd be so cavalier about the importance of lotion.
Okay, that's it. Like, I don't think I want to hear the word lotion ever again, especially not from you. You know, I think maybe we're going to go in a different direction here, okay?
Okay, fine. Your loss. Your dry, lotionless loss. That's fine.
Stop saying lotion. Stop saying that word. It's creepy and it's weird. And the way you say it is even but both of those times 10.
It's fun to say, especially when it's on a birthday scam. Can I say birthday scam? Happy birthday.
What?
Hi, it's Zach from K92.
And you're on a birthday scam. A lotionless birthday scam. Hi.
Get the hell
hey,
out
Chris.
Of here. Are you serious?
Hi. Yeah, you're on a birthday scam right now. Happy birthday. Yeah, your wife set you up.
Oh, no.
She had a great idea, though. I mean, this is the first time it's ever been where you called me to receive your own birthday scam and didn't even know you were getting one.
I didn't. And I was legit. I thought this was super legit, too. So... Good job for you, because
well,
you creeped me the hell out.
Chris, this birthday scam is your present, but I could mail you some lotion if you would like me to.
No, please don't. Please don't.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang.
Birthday scam. $5,000 in the secret sound could be yours at 9 o'clock. Pay attention to all the clues. $1,000 could be yours in the pop quiz. Go to the Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke Facebook page right now. Get your three free answers, and at 7:55, you could win a grand if you know all 10 questions.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Usually I give you a headline. I forgot to do the headlines. So we're going to get right into the story.
Okay.
I am really pissed at my brain today. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it's like three times in a row where I sit here and go, okay, this is the next segment that's coming up. Do I have everything prepared for it?
But it's okay.
And my brain says, yes, I do. And then 1 second before we start, it goes, oh, here's all nine things you forgot.
But it's what happens.
It is not okay.
Yeah. It is okay. You keep on pushing. The train keeps on going. So now we just hear the story.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Guy was having an affair.
Okay.
So he told the cops he got carjacked.
As to why their car was in
the cover up
place.
For it. Here's what happened is he was hanging out at his mistress's house. And as every good cheater knows, make sure you are not parked in a tow zone when you're cheating on your wife. Because his car got towed.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't admit that to his wife, that his car got towed at his mistress's house. So he called the cops and said, yeah, my car's missing because I got carjacked.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the problem is when you run the license plate and they find out your car is hanging out at a tow lot somewhere.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That is a problem.
No good.
Yep. So his car had been towed. He claimed it had been stolen. So now he's in trouble with his wife, and he's charged with filing a false police
yep.
report. As
yeah,
well.
That's
he's in trouble.
You know what? I would open it up to the worst lie that you received from your dirty, rotten cheater. Just think about
worst
that.
Lie.
Oh, yeah. And for some reason, we're suckers. We eat it up at the time. It's just, even though it's staring you right in the face, and deep down you should know that you're being cheated on, we accept these mm-hmm. lies. This one probably still, she's like, I can't believe he got carjacked.
Well.
And now the cops are trying to cover it up.
Huh.
But yeah, the dumb lie that they told, if you want to share it to 52353. Now, this is interesting, and would you do this? I believe I may, especially because this happened to me recently. So in the country of Estonia,
mm-hmm.
they are trying out where when you get pulled over for speeding, you can do one of two things. You can take your ticket and
okay.
be on your way and pay your money, or you can sit in timeout.
Timeout?
Yep.
For how long?
Ooh, hour.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll do that.
1 hour.
Who I needed a break down? Anyway. I was going too fast. I need to catch my breath.
Yep. Time out for an hour. All right.
Sit there on the side of the road and think about what you've done.
I think some people will do it on purpose.
Just so they
just
can
sit
there.
Outside, sit somewhere and time out.
I don't want to go home anyway. The kids are driving me nuts. Hey, when the alternative is 8 hours in a torturous dip class somewhere for the driver improvement thing.
I did that once.
Ugh. I have to.
God, that was long and boring.
Tell me all about it, Antoine, because I'm going to have to do it. So what's...
Oh, it's just...
It's a day.
It's a whole day.
Why does it have to be a whole day?
It's a whole day. And the time is just ticking slowly.
What do they even do?
They just go through. It's pretty much like your learner's class all over again, just put together in 1 8-hour day.
Does that get lunch?
You do get
you
a
get
lunch.
Lunch break.
Yeah. And they're like, all right, so what does the yellow sign mean?
Uh-huh.
It means
you'll have a great. You'll make friends.
You'll watch videos.
I hate friends. I don't want friends.
Buddy friends.
I don't even want to watch but the problem the TV is show friends.
Like Zach, when I did it, I was like younger. Uh-huh. So I think Zach's going to be in there with a bunch of like 21-year-olds. Yeah, well,
I've never done it, but I've gotten very unlucky this year. Officer, you know who you are, pulled me over for no good reason. So now I have to deal with this stuff. Oh, man, can I don't know, bring like a notebook and do something else?
Yeah, you can take a notebook. Like you're taking notes because there's a test at the end.
Oh, my God, there's a test?
Yeah, of course there's a test. That's
do you have to pass?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Oh!
But you'll pass, of course.
Yeah, it's very straightforward. It's really... All the crimes that you have broken this year, they'll be on the test.
You'll be all right. I was like 20 or something like that.
How long is it?
It was all day.
7 hours. It's like 7.5 hours. You get like a 30-minute lunch.
Yeah, it's long enough for a lunch break.
Yeah, you get a 30-minute lunch.
I remember that. Because I know I was in Benton.
Right, I got to call my insurance.
I remember that.
I was in Christiansburg.
And there was a trucker there, too. There was a guy that drove a trucker, a truck, and he
was in
trouble.
Haven't we figured out a better way? Couldn't I do charity work for an entire day and get this right? That seems like a better trade-off,
doesn't
it?
It's a long Saturday. God, it's going
to
suck.
Lord. Okay, this one.
Bring you lunch.
This is a weird level. This keeps going back to lunch. Like, I care.
That's what you have to look for. It's
charge your phone.
You know what? I'll starve to death if you let me out a half hour early. I'd be okay with that. This is so weird. So this dude is driving down the road, and all of a sudden, this van gets right up on him. You hate that. Person's tailgating. They're, like, flashing their lights. They're thinking all this stuff. So that kind of freaks you out a little bit. Then, all of a sudden, he gets a random message on his phone from AirDrop. So, Antoine, you don't know what AirDrop is, but on an Apple phone, AirDrop is if there's another Apple phone around, and depending on the security settings, I could send you directly like a message or a file or whatever.
Yep.
So he looks down. All of a sudden, he has a message, and it says, need to poop, move.
Oh.
Wow, that's funny.
Dang. Get out the way.
Get out the way.
I got
to poop. Well, there you go.
Got to poop move. I could be like.
It's a warning.
So he moved. Guy went by. That was it. See? Apple yet again wins.
Helping people out.
Yep. That dude has a droid. He poops his pants. But because of this, the crisis was averted.
No, if I have a droid, I'm just going to say it out loud. Move.
All you droid people can enjoy when I'm suffering to death in dip class. Droid probably would have prevented me from getting a speeding ticket. I don't know. We have next Ken the Dad. So Ken found out he was a dad. He let us know in the Dirty Little Secrets. He's going to have to let his family know. And this was not, hey, my wife is pregnant or hey, my girlfriend is pregnant. He found out, oh, by the way, this kid that's already born, this is your kid. Uh-huh. So what is the update? He sounded like a wonderfully sweet guy. So I'd really love to know what's going on next on the thing. He found out he had a kid. Didn't even know about it.
Mm-mm.
Very interesting secret that was told to us. Now, Ken is back with us for an update. You can win $1,000 every single weekday morning here on the K92 Morning Thang in the pop quiz. Yep. You just have to get 10 questions right. $1,000 up for grabs. Uptown Cheapskate, our friends Town Square Boulevard in Roanoke. So you go to the Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke Facebook page. They give you 3 free answers.
I know, that's $30 right there in your pocket.
$10 for every single one you get right. Get them all right. You get $1,000 here now.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So our friend Ken sounded like a nice dude.
Yes, he
came in here to let us know about this dirty little secret a little while back.
There's a kid in the world that is mine that I just found out about.
Wow.
Last year, I had a quick fling with a girl that I met, and she was in and out of my life pretty fast. And then randomly, out of nowhere, last month, contacts me and is like, hey, you're a father.
So what goes through your mind when you receive this news?
Well, I thought she was lying at first. And then she, you know, she sent me pictures, sent me the birth certificate, you know, the timing of it, when things when the kid was born, mm-hmm. like all the stuff. I was like, yeah, the kid does kind of look like me.
Okay, now I have seen plenty of episodes of Maury where she says, yes. look at this face. This has got to mm-hmm. be him. He's got to be the father. Did you do a test?
I'm going to do one when I go see the kid.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's all we knew.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm very curious.
He was very happy.
He was.
Yeah. I enjoyed that he was so happy.
I was happy that he was happy about the situation, kind of embracing all of it. Hadn't really told his family yet, so there was mm-hmm. all that. Let's welcome him back. Hello, Ken.
Hey, guys.
Oh, look at him.
There he goes. Still happy.
I tell you what, Ken is a guy who wears khakis a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even on a 95 degree day, he's like, hello, I'm in my pressed pants. Uh-huh. Good morning, Ken.
Khaki short.
Okay. All good. Do appreciate you, of course. What's that again?
I'm not that crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So you find out this huge news, and then you got to break this huge news. I guess, where are we today in the journey of Ken?
Oh, man. Okay. Updates. And so I don't have a son. I have sons.
Wait, what? You have sons?
Yeah. Sons. There's two of them.
There's two of them. Like your Pokemon cards.
I know. Something. Like you have, all right. Now I'm confused. So you have...
Yeah.
Okay, Ken, what is going on inside these khaki shorts of yours? My goodness.
So what happened?
What did happen?
So I go and meet the girl, and I'm mentally prepared to meet my newborn son, uh-huh. and he's there, and then I look, she's like, great, and then ta-da, here's a second copy of that child. Like, holy... copy. Why you?
But why?
Like,
so there's
I don't know.
There's twins here. You have twins.
There's twins.
Congratulations first.
Yeah. It's yeah. I wasn't prepared.
No,
so why wouldn't she just tell you?
Because that is terrifying.
That's
news.
Even more terrifying than saying you have one son, saying you have two.
Yeah, but congratulations.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, congratulations.
I have a slight headache now on behalf of Ken, just thinking about this. Oh, my God.
Did you pass out?
Yeah. No, I did. I mean, I freaked. I was meant to, not like too bad, but there's definitely like, I kind of, there was a little hitch in my giddy up for a second because I wasn't prepared for two children. One? Yeah. Two? Like, I mean, not bad, but also like, oh God. Yeah. Okay.
How does this happen? Oh my God. This is insane.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. Yeah. It really is. This is a bless your heart moment.
Oh, man.
Oh, my Lord. I feel like we need to get Ken a ring of babysitters for whatever. Yeah, so I guess what happens? Are you cool with all this? Was it a freak out? Did you just start running like Forrest Gump? Next thing you knew, you were in Utah? I mean, how does this work?
Well, that was the reason why she didn't tell me on the phone when we were talking about it and tell me to figure out the meeting up to meet my son, that there was two of them because she thought I would freak and just not show up.
I understand the logic of that. Yeah. It's not that being deceptive is good, but I get where
nervous.
She's coming from. Mm-hmm. It freaks me out. It's Ken's life, and I'm freaked out by the whole thing.
Yeah. But, she obviously needs help raising two children.
Of course, and you are the father.
Of course. Yeah. Here's the thing. That when we talked last time, you mentioned that I should be taking that paternity test.
Yeah.
It is scheduled for next week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do the swab.
Sweet Lord, if Ken has to come back to let us know there's a third child somewhere, this is just going to Or, if he ain't the father, I don't know what to believe anymore.
At least you got
to
do that.
Can you imagine if then that's the turnaround in all of this?
Man.
Ken will be like, yo, this month has been crazy.
Emotional roller coaster.
You thought that kid that was all gassed up from the dentist was asking, is this real life? This is what Ken's not even medicated and he's asking.
What's happening?
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I feel like I need to know when that goes down.
He still sounds good and upbeat and happy, so I'm rooting for everything.
Which is impressive.
It is.
Yes.
I mean,
thank you.
The circumstances.
Yeah, this is good. I mean, it's still a lot. I'm still wrapping my head around it.
Yeah.
But I'm still, this is still a positive, I still think this is positive for my life.
Okay.
Good.
That we like. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, like God gives you what you're looking for here. And I'm sure that down the road, assuming that everything is above board and we're good to go, you're going to look back on things like this and be like, and just be grateful that it happened. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure, forever it's still going to happen. Always when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
Well, Ken, my God.
Updated.
Please keep us updated. Changes. It's going to take a village. And how many more little Kens are there? Good Lord. If this voice sounds familiar. No. Ken, good luck with everything, man. We definitely keep us posted. We do. We really appreciate the update. I'm shocked. That is. Oh, my God. I can't even.
Yeah,
I
that's can't a
even
lot.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just keep us posted.
And I get freaked out when I find out how much stuff dance equipment costs with my daughter. When I see the credit card, I can't. Oh, my God. Another kid. Like, oh, there's two of them.
Expensive.
What? Ken, good luck with everything. Please keep us posted, and we do appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
$1,000 in the pop quiz.
call back.
Try to win.
Birthday gifts.
Diapers ain't free. You know, we'll go ahead and do that. That's next.
Stand by. More the K92 Morning Bangs $1,000 pop quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
I think we're going to give Becca some money here.
Think so?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Good morning, Becca.
Morning.
She's in Lynchburg. I mean, if she gets one question right, I'm giving her $10. So yeah, I'm giving her
some kind of money right there.
Right. There's money on the line. But, Becca, I would like you to get all 10 of these right so you can have $1,000. That sounds like a good plan.
Me too.
Are you a pay attentioner of things, pop culture? Are you into stuff like that?
It depends. Some of it, yes. But if you ask me superhero movie questions, I'm probably out.
Let's see. Superhero movie questions, I'm probably out. I think you might actually be safe today. For the most part. So we'll see where it goes. You never know. And I tell you what, so you watch Jeopardy and think, good Lord, I don't know any of these. But then you start hearing questions like this. You're like, all right, this is my kind of trivia. So Uptown Cheapskate, Roanoke, Town Square Boulevard, cash for clothes. Mm-hmm. As we get into the new season here, I swear to you, fall's coming. It's just not today. So
yeah, be here soon.
Right. Today you sweat in your short sleeve shirt and then tomorrow you sell it. That's how it works. They do cash for clothes. They have great deals, up to 75% off mall prices. And they have your three free answers. So it's the Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke Facebook page. Also, your free K92 radio app, which I will put them up after this game. So, Becca, here's the deal. You will have 60 seconds, and you may pass it any time. You can come back if there's time. $10 for every single one that you get right. Get them all right. You'll get $1,000. Are you ready?
Yes.
Fantastic. Your timer will start when I finish reading this first question. Good luck. Here we go. What actor recently admitted that he turned down a role in Avatar that cost him $250 million?
Pat.
Which Jonas brother deals with type 1 diabetes?
Joe.
No.
The Statue of Liberty was given to the U.S. by what country?
France.
Yes.
What is the name of blues artist B.B. King's famous guitar?
Pat.
True or false, Steve Rogers is the alter ego of Captain America?
True.
Yes. Got that. What actress played Amy Farrah Fowler on Big Bang Theory?
Pass.
What is the first letter of the Greek alphabet?
Alpha.
Yes.
What is the name of Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner's baby?
Stormy.
Yes.
What is Post Malone's first name?
Daniel?
No.
Kenny Powers is the main character of what HBO comedy?
Kenny Powers.
Pass. What actor recently admitted he turned down a role in Avatar, $250 million it cost him? Big name actor. In the dirt yesterday.
Hemingsworth. I don't know.
Nope, that's okay. Blues guitarist, B.B. King's famous guitar.
$40.
$40.
$40. Okay.
Not bad at all. We'll run them down for you. It was Matt Damon, Avatar. Got offered the lead role, turned it down. Nick is the Jonas brother who has diabetes. Lucille is the name of B.B. King's famous guitar. The actress that played Amy Farrah Fowler, I know you see her and you see her glasses. It's Mayim Bialik is her name.
I would have said Blossom.
Blossom.
Yeah, she's a real physicist or something, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a real doctor.
I know. Super smart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Post Malone's first name, you said Daniel, which is actually not a bad guess. It's Austin.
Yeah.
Daniel's Takashi.
He doesn't even look like an Austin, though.
I can kind of see it.
I can see it now that I know it.
No,
not before I knew it.
He's a Troy. He looks like a Troy to me.
Yeah, a Lance.
Troy. He's not a Lance. Kenny Powers is the main character on the HBO comedy Eastbound and Down. $40, Becca, hang on. Everybody else, get your three free answers. We'll be back here tomorrow, 7:55. 5. Hot list is next. What's rolling in there? What we
Tiffany
got?
Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, she's a liar. She is a liar.
A liar.
A nobody rapper is calling her out as a liar.
He's calling her a liar.
And
we'll
he's
see.
Right.
Give me the details.
Brandon, birthday scam lotion for your ocean. I count 15 times. I said lotion. I counted. Yeah, 15 times. It's
a lot
on the
of
way.
Lotion.
Craigslist Price is Right as well. But first, Tiffany Haddish, I believe, is a liar.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
Well, she was on Ellen, and Ellen asked her if she had ever dated a celebrity.
Or hookup or whatever.
Have you ever dated a celebrity that the world doesn't know about?
But was it really dating, or did we just hook up? Chingy?
Oh, yeah? Did you and Chingy? Yeah?
I mean, it was a hookup.
Yeah.
That was the early 2000s, y'all. I don't even know if that counts anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chingy is saying different.
By the way, this, if you remember, this is Chingy.
Hey, baby.
Right there.
Right there.
She makes you say.
Yeah. Ooh. Chingy immediately put her on blast.
Yeah, he did. He went on social media and he says, no, the lies that she tells. And he basically said that she hooked up with his brother. She says, she hooked up with my brother. She liked me, but we never had a thing. Tell the truth.
I believe him.
You do?
Because he has no reason to lie. Why wouldn't he lie?
He was married in the early 2000s, too.
Was he?
Yeah. He got married in 2005.
And I'll tell you furthermore, Chingy had a situation, I had forgotten about this, where somebody claimed that she had an affair with him or something, and it kind of messed with his career and his relationship, and that person admitted later that they were lying.
So you're trying to say that person, Tiffany Haddish?
No, it's not. It was a different situation. But what I'm saying is he's super sensitive to the truth when it comes to those things because this did kind of screw with him in the past.
But why would she say it?
Why would she say it?
Why would she?
But if
know.
It was true and you're Chingy, wouldn't you just soak in the moment that someone said your name for the first time in 8 years? So
I guess.
Put it that way. I think she lied.
Know.
She lied.
She
had a crush
Maybe
on him and she lied. She got put on the spot and she thought it would be funny to say Chingy.
Yeah.
Even though it was Chingy's brother,
and people also, they didn't like the fact that Tiffany Haddish, she took up a lot of time dancing on Ellen. Mm. You know how Ellen likes to dance?
I'm over Tiffany Haddish.
She did.
Over.
She was so dancing for like, it was way too long.
It was too much.
Kylie Jenner, she says that, you know, she's split from Travis Scott, her baby daddy. Yep. They have Stormy together. And the reason behind it is because she wants a second baby, but she also doesn't trust him. So they're having issues with that.
Yep. So they're not, you know, over, but they're on a break. And we'll see what happens. They're super young. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to be young and
22.
Have a successful relationship. Because in a lot of cases, you just don't even know who you are anymore yet or anything.
Well, yeah, she's 22. He's 28.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's ancient. I mean, forget it.
I mean,
might as well just retire. What's wrong here? Good Lord.
And then you add in
that you're rich and you're famous and all those temptations and everything, and that becomes a problem. Okay, birthday scam is next. Lotion for your ocean. Anytime I can say lotion 15 times in a row on the radio, that is a win. Then we get into the Craigslist Price is Right. It's tripod day.
Oh.
Yeah, we got three-legged dog coming in here.
Huh.
Colvin in the
nice.
House. You'll be able to meet Colvin as well. It's on the way. First to play the Craigslist Price is Right. Then I have an ethical dilemma that I will share with you.
Uh-oh.
Because I would like to... It's not a lie. It's just that I want to not tell somebody something to my own advantage.
Will it hurt them? Is it going to hurt them in the long run?
Oh, we'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't be talking about that now. We have to get Colvin adopted. Right, Stephanie?
Yes.
Colvin is here. Yeah,
he's just chilling. No, he's just such a good dog down here.
Yeah, if you want to see Colvin, he's on our Facebook page. Super sweet dog. What are we calling this? Kind of like that houndy.
Yeah, he's like
thing.
A hound mix. Mm-hmm. He's black and white. He's got the cutest black little ring around one of his eyes.
One of those bigger hounds when you're looking in that 40-pound range type thing.
I mean, yeah, he's not huge.
No.
Yeah.
Medium-sized dog, super chill, three-legged. So this is a
I haven't found one bad quality yet with him. I mean, he's like a perfect car rider. He gets along with other dogs. He's wonderful to people.
I think three-legged dogs are great because you look at it this way. It does not affect them at all. They do not care.
No.
And you think about it, on a muddy day when you let your dog out, one less paw to wipe when they come back in.
That's
it's convenient. It's for our busy lifestyles, these three-legged dogs are just so convenient. Facebook.
Antoine gave him his allergies.
Yeah, also true. Yeah. I mean, Antoine has been allergic to everything this week, which has been ridiculous. Okay, so Colvin, if you want to see him, he is on our Facebook page right now. So that's a K92 Morning Thang Facebook page. If you could please share that post.
Adopt him.
That would be very, very helpful. Yeah, I mean, love it if you adopt him. But if you can't take on another
share
dog.
Share someone else.
All you do is share, and that makes a huge difference.
It does.
It is one of the main reasons these animals get adopted. So we certainly want to do that. We want to play Craigslist Price is Right as well. So let's say good morning to Christina. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
All right, Christina, your choice. Would you like to team up with Zach, Monica, or Stephanie and the tripod?
let's go with Zach and Monica.
All right.
Wait, Zach and Monica.
Get one.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
You get Zach or Monica. Or she's
Zach
like,
or Monica.
Yes, yes.
She's like,
ah, gotcha. Let's go with Monica.
Okay,
all
there
right.
you go.
All right.
She's like, yeah. Which one would you like?
Zach
yes.
and Monica.
Yes, I will take all of them. Thank you very much. Okay, so that's Monica. Dora, would you like Zach or Stephanie?
Zach.
Okay, Zach for me. And Amanda. Amanda will be you and Stephanie, okay?
Awesome.
Craigslist Price is Right. These are real items
that are currently
bids.
Being sold on Craigslist.
Let's go with item number one.
All right. Item number one is a dragonfly cold steel katana. It's like a sword.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
so this may be in your wheelhouse, Monica.
A cold a sword.
It's a sword.
This is like
it's a katana.
Sword.
That's
this
a
is
ninja.
Your wheelhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, Monica has swords.
She has weapons.
And machetes. You didn't you didn't know that?
Mm-mm.
It doesn't surprise you, though, does it?
No.
No, it really doesn't.
It's just your fingernails.
It's a dragonfly cold steel katana.
I tell you what, if this dog Colvin could talk, he'd be like, yo, that's where my leg went. That's what happened. My
yeah,
dog.
I know.
It's tripod jokes. That's all. All right. Super sweet dog chilling out here in the corner, available for adoption for you. How much for a sword? Are there any other details of the sword that we need to know?
Nope.
Does it come with a sheath?
Yes.
Okay.
Has it been used?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
In a crime?
Uh-oh.
Has it been used in a robbery?
Sheets before.
Okay.
That's all I got for you. I can't incriminate anybody else.
I really have no idea what a katana blade goes for.
I'm
cold
locked.
Steel.
I don't know what it is.
Sword.
Locked.
Sword.
I know a katana.
Stephanie, what you got?
$300.
$300. Monica.
$7,501.
$7,501. Cheap on that one. I've gone $245.02 on the katana.
Oh, now I got to do math.
Oh, man.
Oh, crap.
Carry the one. The answer is $175. Zachary is the winner.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, right. That was cheap on that. Man, $75.
Yeah, $175.
Monica
for
shops
katana.
At discountswords.net.
On the black webs.
Okay, so I'm into the finals no matter what. I could just win it right here if I want also. Next item up for bids. Go ahead, Antoine.
All right. This is a 6 foot tall animatronic Pennywise the Clown Halloween decoration.
Ooh. Oh, my God. We talk about the things nightmares
like
are made
that.
Of.
Yes.
Monica
and that's
wants
in the, that's
this.
In the area?
It's in the area.
Okay.
It's in the listening area.
Wow.
You got that for sale.
Over 6 feet tall. It's animatronic, and it's of Pennywise the It Clown.
And it looks good. It's not dingy.
No, it looks good.
Oh.
It looks really good from the picture.
Moves. Monica, man, she's not
I
even
might want
it
that.
Introduces itself, and you walk up and all of that.
Monica's got
that's pretty cool.
We're going to take it out on a date. Me and my boy.
Uh-huh. Go to the Waffle House and sit down with my Pennywise.
Monica's going to have like a Halloween Chuck E. Cheese.
Tie a red balloon somewhere.
All right, so it's okay. Good looking. 6 feet tall. This has got to be worse. Something.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Pennywise a clown. All right.
You know what?
I am locked.
I'm locked.
All right.
Franklin County Humane Society. Thank you to Amanda Christensen, Leslie Owens, our State Farm agents that support animal rescue. I should also point out, as someone that's had to deal with hail damage requests the last couple months, plus a car accident that wasn't my fault, they have been very helpful. And also the fact that everyone I've had to deal with on the other end says, who's your insurer? I say State Farm, and they go, oh, you're fine.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Yeah, so that's a good sign right there. We are bidding on a 6 foot animatronic It Clown doll, Pennywise thingamajig. Stephanie, I got to make you go first because I don't trust you. So what do you have?
I don't care. 10101.
10101. So like 1,000.
No, $101.
Gotcha.
One cent.
Okay. All right. I have $349.98.
Doggone.
Okay. I have $415.32.
Wow.
All right. Well, the asking price for this amazing animatronic Pennywise clown is $310. Zach is the
correct.
Winner.
A clean sweep today.
Zach and Dora.
$310.
Swords and clowns.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Monica, $310. What do you think? You want to buy it?
I'm going to check it out.
I mean, it's cheaper than you thought it was.
I know.
If you want to look at it that way.
Plus, I figure with the movie and everything.
Is it O-B-O? Maybe you can O-B and O in there.
Ooh, it might
be. Let's see that little move again.
I know.
O-B-O. I'm doing the band down by the river. Just moving my hands and my hips here. Yeah, you could O or
Colvin
best
got it. Colvin likes it.
Yep. My three-legged buddy over here. Yeah. We'll be over here right now. If you would like to adopt Colvin, we would love it. If nothing else, please share the post. It's on Facebook right now. Congratulations to Dora Lehman Family Farms. Pumpkin patch for you. We also have the kettle corn. We're doing more of those this week, as well as the hex haunted experiences going down in Elliston. Okie dokie, coming up. It's not a lie. It's just a not. It's an omission. But they do, I believe it is a phrase, lying by omission. So I don't. No one has asked me. I just haven't offered it up. Okay. It's an ethical dilemma. I promise you, I'm in the wrong. I know this already, but I'm going to argue my case anyway, and I will do that next. Here's your clue.
Guess the K92 secret sound. Win all the cash. Need help? Here comes a clue.
Clue 31. You put your tricks in here. Clue 31. You put your tricks in here. I can tell you this much, too. If we don't get a winner at 9 or noon, the clue at 2:30 ties into this clue right now. So they actually work together.
Okay.
You put your tricks in here. Your next chance, 9 o'clock. First Team Nissan, New River Valley. First Team Nissan of Roanoke and K92.
I am in the wrong. I apologize already.
You've already decided.
But I'll state my case anyway.
I think you should. I think you should. You may change one mind.
What's I guess going it's, on? It's sort of how wrong, or is it okay to do this anyway, even though it's a little bit wrong? Because it's an ethical dilemma I have. And it doesn't necessarily involve a lie, but it involves a not telling of things.
So a lie by omission.
Why do we have to bog it down with
not
definitions? Okay.
What are you keeping from people?
The Breaking Bad movie.
Yeah. El Camino.
Yeah, it comes out next week on Netflix, Friday night.
People are really excited about
this. I'm very excited about it. Okay. I believe, as a fan of Breaking Bad, it is my favorite television show, drama-wise, of the last 20 years. So, of the 2000s. I think it's the best show.
Do you think I could watch the movie without watching the show?
My understanding is because it happens at the afterward, yes.
Okay.
But I would watch the show first if I were you.
All right.
That's just my opinion. I haven't seen the thing. So, I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
Now, I need to point out that my wife and I watched Breaking Bad together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Oh, boy.
And we recently,
where this is going.
I know. And I told see, I'm in the wrong. I already know I am, but I'll present you the case anyway. Great. I had already watched Breaking Bad, but I watched it a second time. I liked it so much to bring her through the journey, which we did finish in the relatively recent past.
Okay.
Next weekend, she is out of town.
Okay.
It's just me and my daughter, daddy-daughter weekend. So on Friday nights, when I put that kid to bed at 5:30 p.m. or whatever it is, the time kids go to bed, I will do that. And then it is the perfect time to watch that movie. Just me, that movie. Well, I got the time.
Wait a minute. Okay. He hasn't made his case yet. Let's.
That's really my case. Can I watch the movie? That's it.
Exactly. I was hoping for more.
And here's what I need to point out is my wife kind of relies on me to be her TV guide. I've always called myself TV guide because even back when you had to watch things whenever they were on TV, she would say, when is blah, blah, blah on? Or what are we watching tonight? Like, what channel is that? She never had to know anything.
Right.
I was her scrolling guide, and I was to tell her and inform her of everything. And if I don't, she doesn't know. It's not on her radar. So I could just not say anything.
You could just watch something else.
You could just stop.
Jared and I have started watching Power together. I'm like season 1, episode 4. Like, that's where we're at.
Haven't you watched things without him, though?
That was a long time ago. We're talking about the now.
How long? Like days? Is that what this is?
That
was hours ago.
That was a long time ago.
That was yesterday.
But with this show, we have started together, and we really are taking the episodes like together. We're watching it. That's it. Sometimes I want to watch more, but I'm like, oh, man, I can't watch anymore because we get to wait.
What if Jared was out of town for a week?
Yeah. I have to pick something else.
Whatever.
I would have to pick something else
wouldn't.
To watch.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes,
you
would not. I would have to.
What if it was the best episode of the season? You would wait.
Cliffhanger. Ooh. Oh.
Allow me to present two cases to you for my flimsy case right here. I could argue that, remember, the way this relationship has gone is that I watch Breaking Bad first.
You did.
Then I watched it along with her a second time.
Yes.
So if we want to continue the way the relationship is and deliver on the expectations, I should watch it first.
Because you can make correct. The case that you're going to watch it first without her, so that if she has any questions, mm-hmm. you already know the
answer. And she does have a lot of questions. Or maybe
guide her through the movie.
I need to check and see if it's too scary for her or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm doing it for her own
good. Kid-friendly.
Uh-huh. Or I could also present this spiteful case to you that we were watching The Handmaid's Tale together, and she decided that I wasn't doing it fast enough, so she broke away from me, and she started watching it.
No, don't do it that way. Do it as if you're in support of her. You're helping her.
Okay.
So therefore, you
no eye
get...
for an eye.
No,
we're
no.
Going
not,
back
not,
to the other
no.
one. Okay.
You won't. The world is blind.
Strike that one from the record. Remember that one I said about watching it first.
Yeah. I say watch it.
I say no.
I say watch it.
No, and hopefully, and, if and you do try and you go to watch it, she just cancels your Netflix account.
Wow, that's dramatic.
Just cancels it out. You're like, where is it? You have to wait for her to get home.
That would be very spiteful. Thank God I have friends whose passwords I can still mooch.
She's going to come back, and it's going to be like weeks till you're able to watch it because the schedules aren't going to lie.
And again, if I don't tell her, it won't be on her radar.
Well, it's going to say resume or
but you won't have the same
rewatch.
Reaction. Like
not
if
on her profile.
Happens.
Oh, touche.
I know I'm in the wrong. Oh, 52353. Oh, man, Antoine, I so want to agree with you.
Do it.
But the women are always right. They're always right.
Do it and then tell us what happens.
And she'll know.
Yeah. And as Monica points out, because it's her favorite show, she holds the power. That's what it is. Straight up power. We have Secret Sound 10 minutes. You want to win $5,000? I want to give it to you. Let's do it.
Stand by. More thing.
I've been having dreams.
Monica, your kid's 4 years old, right? Your son?
Yeah.
4. Okay. 6 years from now, this could be you. He could be going down this path. What did this person steal and drive around?
It's the K92 Morning Thanks.
Yeah.
Most viral.
Yeah. Monica's son is, he's kind of obsessed with learning how to drive, isn't he?
He really wants to know how to drive. I told you, I took the wrong road. I just turned on the wrong street because he was asking so many questions about driving.
I can't believe
it's his fault?
I was answering
it's
the questions.
Fault.
So I hit the pedal. I don't know how to drive. Can you teach me how to drive? So I hit that button. I do. And he's just asking so many questions. I'm
and
what?
Detailed questions.
Yes.
Like, where does my foot go? Which button do I press?
He wants to make sure to understand. He knows where people live. He's like, that's where Auntie lives. Oh, the light's red. Slow down. Yeah, he knows all of this stuff.
So, I know what he's doing here, yeah.
I don't know you're driving. I've never been in a car with you. But I would say that kids want to learn from somebody who makes something seem like it's fun.
Yeah.
So that makes me wonder, Monica's driving to where a kid's like, oh, I want to do it. I can do it. So, like, are you speeding? Are you running over things?
No.
I think that's what it is. Yeah, because she's driving all weird and crazy. Antoine, I believe this is the horn while she's driving.
Yep. Oh, no.
Yep, it's one of those
so many questions.
Bouncy old clown cars. I do believe what he is doing, and this is based on the viral audio of this 10-year-old, that Hendrix is just planning out his route, his school bus route. 10-year-old found driving school bus across this town in Louisiana.
No.
Rode his bike to the bus lot. Door was open. Keys were in the bus. So he just started driving it around town. And it's good. When the police tell you what could happen next, I was a little upset about this.
The child rode the bicycle over to the location where the buses were, and apparently the bus was unlocked. There's a possibility, upon review from the DA's office, that they can be charged with improper supervision of a minor child.
The parents. That's what he's saying.
Yes.
The parents could face charges here.
He probably said, I'm going to a friend's house.
It's true.
Just so I'm clear.
Yes.
The school bus people left the bus unlocked with the keys in it.
Uh-huh.
But me, I'm a bad parent. That's how this all came down.
That's how it works.
Like,
interesting.
You didn't know where your kid was headed to? He said he was headed next door.
See, this is the struggle you get into these days when you have a kid. Is you got a 10-year-old and you say, these helicopter parents today, they don't even let their kids go ride bikes. And we were kids, we could just go ride around the neighborhood. So they let him, and he goes and he steals a bus. So, this is why Nathaniel has to stay on the street with everybody else. Yeah, somebody, a, quote, concerned citizen, saw it going down, and no one was hurt. He drove the bus perfectly.
Oh.
Probably said, ask my mama told me everything. Yeah. That's what it was.
Which pedal to push.
You know, I should point out, Antoine, you know what else happened on this little journey yesterday of Monica's wrong turns?
What happened?
Well, the wrong turn came down my street,
yes.
So I happened to be outside at the time.
Oh.
And she hid the boy from me.
I sure did.
You hid him?
I didn't even know he was in the car.
No, because if I would have rolled the window down, he would have started asking even more questions. I mean, it's great to ask questions, but I'm trying to help everyone.
I saw Ava in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
I'm talking to her daughter, and then she's like, all right, bye. And she goes, I didn't realize.
Wow.
Mr. Steal Your Girl was in the back seat.
He was already asking questions. I'm like, oh, look,
we turn on Zach Street, there's Zach.
I would have loved to have answered all those questions.
That's Zach? That's your friend? That's your best friend, Zach?
That's your best friend?
He started asking questions.
He was ready to go.
Yeah,
I've been waiting to talk to him.
It explains why I overheard Monica go, hell no, he's not. This makes sense. Secret Sound is next. $5,000 could be yours. You can pay all the fines of your 10-year-old when he steals a bus.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.